My comrades, today we gather on this stolen land to commemorate the struggle for workers' rights and to demand our liberation from the chains of imperialism, capitalism and colonialism. Today we stand as one people, united in our determination to overthrow the oppressors, to smash the system of exploitation and to build a new world of justice, freedom and liberation. For too long, we have been oppressed and exploited by the forces of global capitalism, by the imperialist powers that seek to dominate and control us, by the colonial system that sees us as nothing more than cheap labour and disposable bodies. For too long, we have been subjected to genocide, forced assimilation, cultural erasure, and environmental destruction. For too long, we have been denied our right to self-determination, our right to sovereignty, and our right to dignity. Today we stand at a critical moment in history, a moment where we must face the ugly truth of imperialism and its devastating impact on Indigenous peoples and all workers around the world. Australia is an imperial power. It has occupied sovereign Indigenous lands for over two centuries, and it continues to do so to this day. This colonial state is not simply a pawn in the game of global imperialism. It is a willing participant in the American imperial world order. With its advanced military, intelligence agencies and trade agreements, all geared towards the maintenance of its imperialist domination of sovereign Indigenous nations and our local region. But we are not here to simply state the problems. We are here to call for radical and revolutionary solutions. The Black People's Union is a First Nations-led revolutionary organisation with anti-colonial, anti-capitalist and anti-imperialist principles. Our goal is to enforce the sovereignty of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and achieve full self-determination for our people. We are the Indigenous people of this land and we will not be conquered. We are the vanguard of the struggle for liberation and we will not be deterred. We are the voice of the proletariat, the peasantry, the oppressed nations, and we will not be silenced. A bit easier that way. We understand that our struggle is part of a larger global struggle against colonialism, capitalism, and imperialism. As Indigenous people, we have a unique perspective on the impacts of these oppressive systems on our communities and on our land. We know that these systems are intrinsically linked and that we cannot achieve true liberation without dismantling all of them. Our struggle for self-determination is intimately connected with the struggle for workers' rights and economic justice. Indigenous and minority workers of the world have a long history of being the most oppressed and exploited members of the workforce. As we stand here today, we must recognise that workers are the backbone of society and it is our duty to stand in solidarity with all oppressed workers around the world who are fighting for their liberation. We will not be silenced by the ruling class and their imperialist allies. We will not be bought off with their empty promises of reform. We know that true liberation can only come through revolutionary struggle, and we are willing to fight for it with every breath in our bodies. Our message to the ruling class and their imperialist allies is clear. We will no longer tolerate your oppression, your exploitation, and your domination of our lands and our people. We call for the immediate withdrawal of all colonial forces from sovereign Indigenous nations, the immediate withdrawal of all foreign troops, all foreign corporations, and all foreign powers from our land. We call for the nationalisation of all key industries, all banks, all resources, all controlled under workers. We demand the end of all forms of exploitation, all forms of oppression, all forms of discrimination. We demand the complete destruction of the capitalist system, the imperialist system, and the colonial government and their society. We demand the full restoration of all Indigenous lands and resources, and we demand the immediate cessation of all forms of exploitation and destruction of our lands. And we will fight tirelessly with our teeth and our nails if we have to until our demands are met. We reject the false promises of democracy, of reform and of compromise. We reject the illusion of reconciliation and of assimilation. We reject the lies of the media, of the politicians, of the intellectuals. We know the truth, we see the reality and we feel the pain. But we also see the potential and the power. We see a better future. We see the unity among the workers, among the oppressed, and among the socialist forces around the world. We see the strength of our culture, our traditions, and our identity. We see the possibility of a new world, a world where the people are the rulers, where the resources are shared, where the environment is protected, and where the entire working class can move forward together as one in peace, equality, and harmony. We stand with all workers of the world who are subjugated under global capitalism and the American imperial order. We call on our fellow workers to stand with us as we resist the Australian colony's role in enforcing this brutal and destructive capitalist order across the world. Together, we can overthrow the ruling class and their imperialist allies and build a new society based on justice, equality, and true liberation for all. The struggle for self-determination is not just a struggle for Indigenous people. It is a struggle for all workers and oppressed peoples around the world. Let us stand together and fight for a future where all peoples are free from imperialism, colonialism, and capitalism. All power to the people.